Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Sunday, November 10th, and today I want to continue a conversation that we have been having over the past few weeks where we talked about how we think the upcoming summer crop season would look like, having completed a very difficult season for South Africa and indeed the Southern Africa region, where we were hit by that mid-summer drought between February and March, which resulted to major crop losses across the region. We are now in the season where we are all optimistic, and certainly I've been one of those people who have been saying, look, we should be optimistic, the weather conditions are improving. And they are really improving. And I'm quite delighted because I'm recording this segment and it's raining outside and we've been receiving these scattered showers across South Africa. And my very hope is that in the coming weeks, we could be able to receive widespread rainfall across the country so that the planting can take off. And certainly when one look at the weather forecasters, it does seem like we can actually receive heavy rains across the country. And that will be sufficient to improve soil moisture so that the folks get busy on the ground and they start tilling the land and putting the seed. And then from there onwards, we will hope for good rains, of course, up until the pollination stages. And I know that some may have been worried about the timing of these rains, because ordinarily in South Africa, if you are in maize or soybean, particularly yellow maize and soybean, the optimal planting periods are usually between mid-October to the mid-November. Of course, you can still plant outside that window. And if you are in the western regions of the country, it's usually between mid-November all the way to mid-December, with, of course, possibility to planting up until January. The reason we have, though, those optimal planting windows is because back in the day, we used to struggle a lot with the frost at the end of the season. So you had to plant in particular months so that by the time the frost hits, your crop is already matured and there's not much damage that can be done. But as we have seen over the past few years, that there are many years where we've actually planted outside that planting window and the frost is no longer as big of a difficulty as it has in the past. Certainly in the recent past, if you look at some years, we haven't struggled much with the frost. That's not to say there won't be a frost this year. We don't know. But I'm just drawing from some of the recent experiences that we have seen. And I say that to say, with all of the panic that I've seen from some analysts and many people really worried and saying, hey, we're not really receiving rainfall, there's not much of a planting, I think there's still a lot of time. And in fact, if you have driven across South Africa, we this week went up to White River in Mpumalanga. And I mean, all of these drives, they give one an opportunity to stop by the side of the road, have a look at what's going on the fields. And what I saw, I was happy because it's brown. People are planting. And there are actually some areas that are under irrigation where you can see the crop coming out. And those people are doing a good thing because they see that the supplies of maize for the old season will be tight. And those are the folks that want to come in the season quite early. So a lot of activity that is happening across the country. And for sure, not to the pace that we would all desire or used to see at this time around, which again speaks to these slightly delayed rainfall. But folks are not folding their arms and sitting back. They are certainly working the land. But the other important thing is what they anticipate they will do. Because on the 29th of October, the South African Crop Estimate Committee, which is this body of people that is within the Department of Agriculture and, of course, having independent researchers, their primary task is to generate these forecasts, do the surveys, thinking about how much crop does South Africa have. They run about 9-10 estimates for season, either summer grains or winter grains, and they come up monthly with how they think the crop is shaping up. They start from the intentions to plant, preliminary planting, and then they continue throughout the season. And if you look at the data that they released at the end of October, they were releasing their farmers' intentions to plant for the 2024-25 season. What they said was that the South African farmers intend to plant about 4.47 million hectares. That's roughly 4.5 million hectares for summer grains and oilseeds. That is up mildly by 1% from the previous season. So in a way, you can say it's flat from the previous season. But you must remember the fact that the previous season was actually about 2% or so higher than the previous season. So we are planting a reasonably higher area if the farmers want to jack that up again. And if you were to dive deeper on those intentions and say, okay, what are they planting on what? What's going on in each of the crop? On white maize, they intend to plant about 1.6 million hectares, up by 1%. Yellow maize, just 1 million hectares, down 2% on a year-on-year basis. But overall maize, it's around about 2.6 million hectares that they will plant, which in general for maize, it's still mildly up 0.2%. And it is in line with the five-year average, so there's nothing really to worry about on that. And the reason there's a slight decline in yellow maize and an increase in white maize, I think there's also a hectare switch because white maize prices are quite attractive at the moment. They are about 1,000 rand higher than what you get for yellow maize because yellow maize is widely available in the world market and we continue to import a bit of that. But if you think about white maize, not that available in the world market. South Africa, Mexico are some of the countries that actually produce a lot of that. So you have that dynamic that is playing part in this. And of course, other big oil seeds for summer grain is soybeans. And if you think about the soybeans area, the farmers plan to plant about 1.2 million hectares for soybeans. That is up 0.2%. And it's the largest area on record. So it's still the good stuff. Because although we had a bad soybean crop the past season, the area was up. The issue was just that we were hit by the midsummer drought the past season. For sunflower seed, the area is also up by 2%, 540,000 hectares. So that's fairly decent and fairly good, although it's slightly below the long-term average, but still fairly good. The other crops that we have, of course, as our summer crop is groundnuts. Groundnuts is down 3%, 40,000 hectares. Sorghum at about 54,000 hectares planting, up 28%. So a lot of sorghum that is going to be coming online. Dry beans will be at around about 45,000 hectares, up 14%. So a lot of things that are going on in this. But I think the key takeaway from all of these numbers is that the South African farmers want to plant more area. Then you may ask yourself and say, what is it that is making the farmers then more optimistic and eager to plant more area? There are a number of things that are making the farmers to think of it in this way. And of course, the first one is the fact that there is this optimism that is in the sector, driven by a number of things. But the major thing is the fact that we are starting the season with relatively higher prices, and that those are attractive, which is why I was explaining the switch between white and the yellow maize. The second factor is that the input costs are also better. I mean, if you look at the fertilizer prices, down 10% on a year-on-year basis. You look at herbicides prices, I think they're down roughly 20% on a year-on-year basis. Insecticides down 15%. So while if you were to take these and look at them in a long-term average, you would find that on a long-term average, they are still fairly high. But near-term, year-on-year basis, it's still quite a good relief compared to last year. And I think to appreciate all of this, you have to remember the fact that fertilizer makes up about a third of the grain farmers' input costs. Herbicides and pesticides make up about 10 to 13%. Fuel prices about 10%. So when you have nearly 60% of your input costs coming down, so this is something that is actually good. And lastly, of course, is a point I started with, which is that the weather conditions remain fairly favorable. I made the point about what we think about for this month, that we may get good widespread rains across South Africa. But even if you were to look beyond this month and you think about that La Nina, the La Nina prospects remain fairly optimistic. Either you are looking at the Australians, they say, look, we are in a La Nina watch. That's the Australian Bureau of Meteorology. You're looking at the Columbia Climate School at Columbia University. That's the Earth Institute. And they say, look, The prospect of a La Nina occurrence between now and January 2025 is at about 60%. And then from there onwards, it drops to somewhere around about 50% in February. And beyond February, you do see then that the weather is normalizing, but we are not switching to El Nino, which is drought by more of a normal. So if you take all of those forecasts as they are given, then there's a lot more to be hopeful about. And yes, the season, then the rain has been scattered. There are certain areas of Eastern Cape that are still fairly dry, certain areas of Limpopo dry, central regions in Free State fairly dry, and many other parts of the world where farmers of the country where farmers have not planted. And because of this, because there is the early start of the rain have been scattered. But we're now looking at these weather forecasters saying, look, in the next 2 weeks, which is the remainder of this month, it looks like it will rain across the country. And if then that materializes, and you have also these La Nina weather forecasts for the remainder of the season, then we are looking at a fairly better outlook. And I think we must remember the fact that we only need the rains that are favorable from the planting period all the way to pollination, which is usually the end of February to beginning of March, especially if the season then is delayed by a month. Then we may hit pollination somewhere around about March. Then you want rainfall till that period so that the crop can be able to flower and form some solid grains. And then thereafter, even if it can be slightly nicely warm and not much rainfall, because then the crop would be maturing at that stage. So, folks, I thought it's important that one keeps revisiting this theme, because it's something that many people that are in agriculture are thinking about. And I think one should regularly update the podcast as we are hearing and seeing what's going on the ground. Because at the end of the day, this is the weather, things changes. I am optimistic, but based on these weather forecasts that we are looking at, if there's any material change on them, of course, we would change our view. But there's nothing to convince me at this point that there will be that material change, because much of what I'm looking at is pretty much optimistic, and it's looking that we are heading towards that recovery period in South Africa's agriculture. And folks, with that, then let me thank you for listening. And as always, and my name is Wandile Slobo. I'm an agriculture economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Read more about some of the things that I write. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. That's my blog. And follow us on socials at Mkokeli Podcast. Follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo. And of course, follow the publisher of this podcast, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.